You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the weekly roundup with the biggest news of the week. First up, the aviation sector has been rattled by the Go First crisis. The NCLT on Thursday reserved its order on crisis-hit airline Go First's plea, seeking voluntary insolvency resolution proceedings and an interim moratorium on financial obligations, while aircraft lessors vehemently opposed the petition. Amid the airline facing a severe financial crunch and cancelling flights, a two-member NCLT bench comprising President Justice Ramalingam Sudhakar and Member Ellen Gupta heard the arguments for and against the petition for nearly 4 hours. As aircraft lessors opposed the plea, the counsels for Go First said the petition was not a malicious one to avoid payment of dues to its creditors, but to save the company. Go First, which started flying more than 17 years ago, has said the non-supply of engines by Pratt & Whitney, resulting in the grounding of more than half of its fleet, has led to the current situation. The carrier has total liabilities of Rs 11,463 crore to all creditors, including a default of Rs 3,856 crore towards operational creditors. Moving on, Cognizant has kicked off its next-gen program in the second quarter of 2023. As a part of the plan, it will be laying off 3,500 employees in corporate non-billable functions, or roughly 1% of the workforce. The company will also be realigning office space and giving up close to 11 million square feet of office space in top-tier cities in India. As per the earnings state, this move is aimed at simplifying the company's operating model, optimizing corporate functions, and consolidating operations. The savings generated is expected to help fund continued investments in people, revenue growth opportunities, and the modernization of office space. By 2025, Cognizant expects to reduce our annual real estate costs by approximately $100 million compared to expenses incurred in 2022. The company also plans to expand its real estate footprint in smaller cities, primarily in India, in support of a hybrid work strategy. CFO Jan Siemens said, in 2023, we expect to return approximately $1.4 billion to shareholders through share repurchases and dividends, including approximately $800 million shares of repurchases. The NextGen program will help fund continued investments in our people. In other news, Byju's, India's most valuable startup, sought to reassure employees and partners after a weekend raid of the education company's offices by the agency that investigates money laundering in the country. Enforcement Directorate officials searched the Bengaluru-based startup's offices and seized documents and digital data, the agency said in a Twitter post. The probe is happening under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, it said. The investigations come at a time when the company, valued at $22 billion, is in talks with investors to raise funds to address a liquidity crunch. The firm had also been trying to appease creditors seeking restructuring of a $1.2 billion term loan after the once high-flying startup missed deadlines to file financial accounts for the year to March 31st last year. Meanwhile, Jack Ma, a co-founder of Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group, will be a visiting professor at Tokyo College, a research institute run by the prestigious University of Tokyo, the university said on Monday. Ma will carry out research in sustainable agriculture and food production, it said in a statement. It said that Ma, who also heads his own Jack Ma Foundation, a philanthropic organization, will share his rich experience and pioneering knowledge on entrepreneurship, corporate management and innovation with students and faculty. Chinese regulators singled out Alibaba for scrutiny in a recent crackdown on technology and internet companies, having put the brakes on a planned initial public offering in 2020 of Alibaba's financial affiliate Ant Group. That came after he had criticized China's regulators and financial systems in a speech in Shanghai. Ma kept a low profile for several years and traveled overseas. And finally, the Supreme Court refused the Committee of Creditors' plea for an early listing of Reliance Capital's insolvency hearing, which is set for August. The Apex Court, which heard the case on Thursday, has also reiterated that the outcome of the recent second e-auction would be subject to the final hearing in the matter. The COC wanted to advance the date of the hearing to either this month, before the court vacations, or another early date to complete the resolution process ahead of the July 16 deadline. The move gains importance as in April, the Hinduja Group, The sole bidder for the former Anil Ambani Group company had quoted Rs 9,650 crore for the entire assets of RCAP, with it offering upfront cash as other bidders stayed away from the second auction. The case would be heard in August. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.